This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Top of the hour to you, and I believe it's Tony's turn. So I hate when I do that, but welcome back to the show nonetheless. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the show. 5:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Zello. I think I threw you off because I think I took us to break.
Maybe so.
That's what messed us up. We got two more questions remaining on our big five. We call this the carryover. Scraby is not happy about it, but he doesn't have a choice. He actually stalled himself.
Well, that's what happens when he spends the whole previous segment complaining about his fantasy football team and he dragged into the big five.
Once again, another self-inflicted wound to Matt Scraby.
You know, it was therapy for me.
Well, good. I'm glad you feel better.
Now therapeutic.
Now I'll just go home and cry.
We should mention this to San Diego State football fans that are out there. Jeff Tedford, the old football coach at Cal, I should be careful who I call old. Jeff Tedford is coming back to college football coaching, apparently, and will be the new head coach at Fresno State. So I thought Aztec fans might be interested to hear that news.
All right. Well, Scraby, let's get to the rest of this countdown.
Sure. Came across
Big Five.
Tony, you missed our countdown on Friday of the best wrestlers.
I did.
Yeah, it was good.
I had a good five for you guys on that one.
It was a good one. I just saw this article real quick, though, that says a reporter is suggesting that Zion Williamson weighs about 330 pounds right now.
Who's reporting this?
ESPN, does he honestly weigh 330 or
ESPN,
somebody just...
Tim McMahon told Zach Lowe today that he's heard that the former number one overall pick has seen his weight shoot up over 330 pounds.
What was Shaq at when he played? I'm just curious. Does anybody ever know?
Isn't Zion like 6'6"?
I think Shaq...
I'm just curious.
I think
Shaq 340?
I think Shaq admitted on TNT there were times where he was 340, 350.
How about like in his glory days with the Magic and early Lakers? Like 300?
Yeah, he was probably a little lighter.
Minimum? A little lighter?
Yeah, 290, 295.
I mean, he couldn't help but be right around 300.
He was also 7'3" compared to 6'6".
Yeah.
That's not a question.
Well, this is the part of the concern that teams have when you have foot injuries where you literally you can't do anything. Work out. So it's probably a tough thing to try to keep his weight down when
This case, shoulder injuries are much better, especially if the shoulder injury is to your eating hand.
Yeah, they can put you on a treadmill during that time, but for a foot injury, you can't do anything.
All they need to do is get a stick, put it onto a backpack, put a hot dog in front of it, and have him run.
Except his foot is broke. He can't run.
Scraby, you're the meanest person on earth.
No, believe me, I've struggled with weight issues my entire life, but I'm not like huge or anything like that. But I do feel for some of these guys where they're just getting crushed for how much they weigh as professional athletes. But that's the deal you make.
Is this a question somewhere? You're just bringing it up.
Yeah, I just thought. Number two. Okay. The Manning cast on ESPN2 during some Monday Night Football games this season has been a huge hit with viewers. Their ratings have been off the charts for most of their broadcasts, but this doesn't come with some angry viewers, and Manning Cast is under fire from the FCC. It's not a secret there have been some things said that are not allowed on TV. Former Seahawk Marshawn Lynch dropped one of the worst words you could say. This received, out of all the country, this received three complaints, guys. Three complaints. complaints to the FCC.
Yeah.
One complaint said, quote, NFL player Marshawn Lynch made an appearance on Monday Night Football with Peyton and Eli and repeatedly said bleep and bleep on live primetime. And I am very upset that ESPN allowed Marshawn Lynch to repeatedly curse on live TV. I have an expectation when I turn on ESPN that I will not have to remove the children from the room. End quote.
This is one of three people?
Yes, this is one of three
complained.
People. And real quick, I just want to say, you don't need to watch it with your kids. You can remove the kids from the room, people. This is how soft we are now. This is how soft we are.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it shows that we're not that soft if only three people complain.
That's a great point.
Not like 3 million people
complain.
No,
you're right. But there were three people that felt
I think I'm more terrified that only three people complain.
That could be.
I mean, but who's actually going to call up the FCC website?
Well, apparently there used to be a lot of people that did it. Now,
okay. So here's my question. The note later said the ESPN wasn't doing enough to not have this happen. Tony, would this bother you? Or does this bother you? ESPN 2, you have to pay for it.
Does it bother me personally?
Yes.
No.
If your kids were in the room, if Trey was in the room and they heard it.
I was raised by a man and a woman that took on all the responsibility for what their children said and how they behaved. I, as a young child, was allowed to watch things I know for a fact a lot of my friends weren't allowed to watch. I mean, whether it was Coming to America, whether it was, you know, any of those things, right?
Last I checked, you spent quite a bit of time in a Major League Baseball clubhouse.
Not to mention that
Don't
part.
Know that we could have... could have bleeped out everything you heard there.
No. And so, although I understand not having a warning that this could possibly be something that ends up on air, I think those warnings are there for a reason. Would it bother me personally? No, it wouldn't. But we do have rules in place, and you know, I'm a guy who follows, likes to try to follow the rules. So, you know, I think if you're not supposed to be dropping F-bombs or repeatedly, or the S word repeatedly, then you probably shouldn't do it. However, would it bother me? No. Doesn't bother me.
Peyton always has to apologize too. I'm sure we had some choice words said that shouldn't be said on television.
I mean, but let's be real. What is the viewership on that show?
On ManningCast? I don't think I'm watching that with my 4-year-old son, but I don't have kids.
And listen, maybe they need to put some type of warning on their
like a TVMA?
Yeah. Just so that they could cover their rear end on that one.
Chris,
does anybody not watch something ever because it says TVMA? Or
no, not
I
me.
Turn it off immediately when I see that.
not me or my family.
Parental guidance required.
Yes,
called their parents.
I believe TVMA is like you have to be.
I got to be careful how I say this because we're on radio and we're not really allowed to say any bad language. But I'm almost getting to the point in our society where a little bad language slipping through once in a while probably wouldn't kill us all.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I will say this. It's probably good that we have the rule in place.
No doubt.
Because too many people would just fall back on using bad language at all costs, all the time.
To feel, basically,
and
sometimes.
Sometimes people feel they have to use bad language to make a point. And you know what? You don't. Sometimes you can actually find a better word that's just as good and just as descriptive. So you keep the rules in place. Apologize when things get out of hand. And
yeah,
let's move on, because it doesn't seem like it was really that big of a deal.
I tell you what, I realized this during a podcast where you have the freedom to do it.
Yeah.
It's very rare that there is a situation or a place where I feel like a curse word fits. Like, I don't know. I may have cursed on a podcast once or twice. I've been doing them for the last 2 or 3 years. There's just not a lot of place for it. You know, so, I mean, if it is and it fits, cool.
Like, my bulletin to all music rappers out there is try to make your point without swearing. Give it a shot. Just see what happens.
Give it a shot,
yeah.
He said.
I mean, you know, be a little more creative. You don't have to have every song come with expletive lyrics. Did I say expletive again?
Yeah, it's okay. We've already had that open.
Yeah, so leave that one alone.
Duplicate. It's like a double jeopardy. You can't be tried for the same crime.
No, you can't.
All three of us in here don't swear regularly. I rarely swear, and it's not because I don't like to. It's just because it's not in my vocabulary.
I swear. I still have a lot of baseball remnants in me.
You know why I don't swear? It's because I got my mouth washed out with soap all the time as a kid.
Mm.
I called my mom a bad name one time. And
oh, yeah, you deserve more than your mouth washed out for
she
that.
She turned off my video games.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, soap and mouth is not a good thing. And the
I could just see the hand
of... probably should stop admitting what my parents did to
me as a kid. I can see the hand of God, or it probably would be the hand of Alicia Gwynn coming down after that.
After saying that?
Oh. All bad.
I'm transported back to those. Ooh. All right. Number one. Golden State Warriors superstar Steph Curry now sits just 16 three-pointers away from breaking Ray Allen's career three-point record after knocking down seven more trays in a 126-95 win over the Magic last night. When asked if he thought he could break the record of 2,973 during tomorrow night's home game against the Trailblazers, Curry smiled and said, "Anything is possible." Chris, do you think he can make 16 threes to break the record tomorrow night?
I don't. 14's the all-time record for a reason, and that's out of sight. I mean, Klay Thompson did that. I honestly think it was a game against the Bulls, if I recall, because I think they scored 90-plus points in the first half that night. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. So 16 is off the charts. I think Portland's going to be aware, you know, of Steph Curry. Although being aware of Steph Curry doesn't necessarily keep him from shooting three-pointers. But here's the reason why it's a deal. Because tomorrow is their last home game for like 3 weeks. They go on like a 5 or 6 game road trip. So if he doesn't get the record tomorrow, he's going to almost assuredly going to break it on the road.
So he should stop and shooting threes.
Yeah, he's not going to stop shooting. But yeah, this would be a Herculean achievement, even for Steph Curry, to get 16 and break the record by two for a single game and break Ray Allen's record all at the same time.
Tony?
No, I don't think he can do it. Here, a couple reasons why. Klay Thompson, when he did it, was probably in his prime. And, you know, what you learn about hoopers, as they get older, most of the good ones become wiser. Klay Thompson, I remember now, he was pulling up from all... I think he took, like... It was an insane low amount of dribbles that game. He was just getting the ball and firing up.
I do remember that.
I can't remember the number, but the dribbles, it was something ridiculous, right? Most guys would lose it in one possession. But he didn't put the ball on the floor, and I just think Steph is in a different place in his career. As great an MVP candidate as – what was it?
11 dribbles.
He had 11 dribbles in however many minutes.
And he scored 60 points.
That's ridiculous. And so I made that point to say, I think, first, Steph is in a different point in his career. He won't be just firing up shots. He only takes good shots, which is part of the reason why he's having such a tremendous year. I just think 16 is a big number.
I'm not Klay sure. Thompson number. Was 14 for 24 from three-point range the night he set the record.
24 hoisted three-pointers.
Who was that against?
It was against the Bulls.
Oh.
Yeah, they had 92 points in the first half. They finished with 149. He finished with 52 points in that game.
So we're talking about a completely separate game, which still...
And that's what Klay does. That's what Steph does. But Steph, teams are going to be keying off it, and he's going to get buckets probably in the lane. More so, but I don't think he'll get close to 16.
16?
That's a lot.
14 has got to be the record by more than a... actually, Steph had 13, I believe, was the previous mark. I don't know. I guess the old saying is if anybody can do it, it'd be Steph Curry.
For sure.
He is ungodly.
All right. That's it for the Big Five.
All right. Tony, you're still up.
No.
I keep stepping on your
is
segment.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we're in the 5 o'clock hour. All right. The good, bad, and the ugly. On its way, you'd be surprised. One of the teams that made the ugly that got a victory. We'll explain. Gwen and Chris, here's traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
That's all right. My headphones are spaghetti once again. So bad that I'm just now putting them in my ear. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, he's a producer of the show. He's supposed to take care of the stuff during breaks.
What, make sure untangle that your headphones?
Yes, you're supposed to make sure all these things are taken care of.
We have the same exact earbuds. Mine have never been tangled.
Never?
Never.
I've seen you over there scrambling minute a few times.
Doesn't happen as often, but I've definitely seen it.
Nothing happens as often as me having tangled
it's every
headphones.
Time.
It is pretty much every time. Welcome back to the program, Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Still to come on the program today, Daily Gambit update. And we'll have our gambling segment coming up shortly on the program. Also in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. You guys ready? Pop quiz coming up.
Can't
chance for Tony
wait.
To embarrass Scraby again.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, happens
what's the
often.
What's the topic? How are you feeling
I'm not
going to
tell you what the
no,
topic
I know,
is.
But how are you feeling about it?
Am I feeling like you have a chance to win?
That's what I'm asking.
I never really feel like you have a chance to win. So why would tonight be any different? That's coming up at 6 o'clock. You'll be able to play along with our weekly pop quiz. But right now we check in on week 13 of the National Football League. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And what was I to do this week for my bad category? The team I rely on to lead it off each week won, finally. And the Lions did so in spectacularly good fashion.
First victory of the year on the line. Goff's got it. Back, looks, throws, and
yes!
Caught! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! They did it! Amon-Ra St. Brown in the receiving end! Oh, they're rushing the field! They've done it! 3 zeros on the clock. This game is over. It's over. Jared Goff to Amon-Ra St. Brown. His first career touchdown. And how big is that?
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know. I bet you if
it's
that
big
guy
for
listened
him.
To that.
It was big for them.
Yeah, it was big for them. But it was their first win. It came on the last play of the game. Goff, touchdown. St. Brown caught it. 29-27. Detroit defeats Minnesota. You know, I was at first going to be ripping on him for being so excited, but
it's hard to be.
Let's put it this way. I'm still thanking Greg Camarillo for that touchdown that kept the Dolphins from a winless season. And that was like 15 years ago.
I was thinking that same thing when it happened. I was like, that guy is the Greg Camarillo for someone.
The Greg Camarillo of the Lions. There you go. All right, Lions get one win. Arizona, they've been in the good category all year long. They get their 10th win.
Tyler back to throw, fires right side. What a catch by Moore at the 20. Runs right to the 10 to the 5. It's Connor, actually, into the end zone for the touchdown. I thought it was Rondale Moore because of the hands, but it was James Connor stabbing a ball that was an errant pass. It looked like it was going to go over his head. He grabbed it with his left hand, and then he ran down the right sideline.
Yeah, that's an announcer's worst nightmare. We got Rate the Radio call tomorrow night.
That might go
that announcer can only hope that he doesn't make an appearance. Cardinals beat Chicago 33-22. They intercepted Andy Dalton four times. Andy Dalton almost ended up in the ugly category all by himself. Finally, in the good category, the defending Super Bowl champions. And you mentioned it earlier, Scraby. What else more can anyone say about Tom Brady? He's probably going to win another MVP award. He's leading the league in passing yardage and touchdowns. And oh, about that other guy named Gronk.
Offensive line looking back to Brady, changing the line call. The snap, a good one.
Brady has time. Play blitz on the crossing run. Caught ball. Gronkowski. 10, 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Gronkowski.
The only thing I'll say about Gene Deckerhoff there, because he's a great announcer, is he sounds so surprised. It's Tom Brady to Rob Gronkowski. They've done that like 100 times.
They've been doing it for years.
Yeah, it's not that surprising. Tampa Bay over Atlanta, 30-17. By the way, Brady gets all the accolades, and he deserves 99% of them. But he threw one of the worst pick sixes I've almost ever seen in this game.
Yeah.
On his own goal line with like 10 seconds to go in the first half, he threw the ball to a defensive lineman who ran it in for like a 1 yard touchdown.
He gets one of those a year. What was it last year?
If Tua had done that, they'd ride him out of the state.
Last year he forgot the downs in that one game. He's entitled to one of those.
Yeah, he's entitled. I'm just saying there's a lot of quarterbacks who wouldn't be entitled to that kind of a mistake.
No, absolutely not. We would be wearing them out.
Exactly. All right, that's the good. Here's the bad. Jacksonville Jaguars bat leadoff in this category after they watch the Rams run away from them in Los Angeles.
Wide snap for Stafford. He snags it with one hand, gathers, throws middle, caught by Cooper Kupp. 20, 10, crosses the field. Touchdown, Cooper Kupp. Touchdown, L.A. 29 yards from Matthew Stafford to push the Rams' lead out to 22-7 on the first drive of the third quarter.
Yeah, it was easy for the Rams over the Jags, 37-7. Cooper Kupp continues to have an all-pro season, leading all receivers in yardage this year. On the running side, it is this guy, Jonathan Taylor. He's got, I can't even believe this, he's got 400 yards more rushing than any other player in football.
Wow.
And he made things bad for the Houston Texans.
Now Mo Ellie Cox motions to the left side. They give off to Taylor. Right up the gut. Touchdown! I-N-D-Y! Jonathan Taylor with his second rushing score in the ball game, and the Colts have broken it open 20-0.
I got to say, I haven't heard the I-N-D-Y on the Hard Knocks show yet. I wonder if they're editing that out. Take a listen next time you watch the in-season Hard Knocks, because they have a lot of play-by-play in there, and I haven't heard that.
Maybe they're just using the television.
Maybe, whatever. Anyway, Indy over INDY over HTN, 31-0. The other bad category this week belonged to the former number one seed in the AFC. It was the Baltimore Ravens until they lost this game to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Third and goal from the 5. Baltimore blitzes. Van back. Throws that pass. It's caught. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Deontay Johnson with 1:48 to go. What a beautiful job by Deontay. Just getting into the window in the zone coverage there, getting across the goal line.
Is there
something
going on with that guy?
He was excited, like as all the rest of these guys.
He had a mouthful right there.
As a former alcoholic, I mean.
Did you hear a few marbles rolling around there?
Is that what you're trying to get to? Marbles or something?
That took me by surprise.
I got to be honest with you. I felt pretty good for Big Ben after that game. I mean, he was almost breaking down on the sidelines. All the noise that he's had to put up with, and he's going to quit the game, and he ought to leave now. He put in a pretty good performance on Sunday against Baltimore. Dialed back the calendar a little
bit. What do you guys think about John Harbaugh going for 2 at the end of the game instead of tying it up with a PAT?
It would have been a genius move if he made it, and so I'm not going to second guess him.
Did you see his reasoning for why?
Yeah, he had three or four.
He had no cornerback
players out. Yeah, he had nobody left to play. So,
and if you win, like Chris said, you're
fair.
Genius.
Yeah. All right, in the ugly category, not the game so much, but the weather in Buffalo is really ugly. But Bill Belichick and the Patriots, they created a masterpiece anyhow.
Only a couple of steps behind. Toss comes to the near side for Harris. He runs through a big hole, and he's gone to the 50. A burst to the 40. Alone to the 20. Damien Harris to the house. Touchdown, Patriots.
What a block by Jakob Johnson.
Jakob Johnson with a great block.
What a block by Jakob Johnson.
Who was it? I got to say.
Well, I want to hear that one more time.
What a block by Jakob Johnson.
Yes. That sounded like a great block.
Hey,
he must have road graded somebody.
Hey, I think, you know, the thing that's really stood out to me since we've done the good, bad, and the ugly and rate the radio call is how much I need to stay out of things come next year. It is real. I mean, there is a perfect time to jump in, but most of the time it's not appropriate for the color guy to jump in.
You shouldn't just
yell. I'm learning.
What a block by Jakob Johnson!
Because it, when you go back and listen to it, especially now that I'm doing it from a baseball standpoint, you could totally feel like, you could totally see how they feel like this is my opportunity to get in here and be a part of this call.
I got to give it to Zolak. I thought there was going to be more of him in there. There wasn't.
What did he say, though?
Oh, what did he say?
Yeah.
I just clicked off of it, but he said this.
What a block by Jakob Johnson!
Man, that was amazing.
Hard-hitting stuff right there.
New England beat Buffalo 14-10, as you know, last night.
Just the name, too, is funny. Jakob.
Jakob Johnson!
What a block by Jakob Johnson!
We're going to have to keep that now.
Okay.
I don't know where it's going to fit later on down the road, but we'll find a spot.
Who was the marbles guy?
The marbles guy was in Pittsburgh. Oh, I don't know. Okay. Was that their color announcer or their... I couldn't tell if it was still play-by-play.
Should we go back? Let's go.
Go back to the marbles in Pittsburgh.
Throws that pass. It's caught. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Deontay Johnson with 1:48 to go.
Here come the marbles.
What a beautiful job by Deontay. Just getting into the window in the zone coverage there, getting across the goal line.
Why does it sound like he slowed down? Like I did not slow that down.
You know, he sounded like Rob Manfred handing the trophy to Corey Seager.
He did.
Oh, let me kiss you, Corey. It was one of my favorite moments.
That was one of your favorites, for sure. All right, a couple more in the ugly category to wrap up Week 13. It was the weather ugly in Buffalo. It was the turnovers that were the ugly in Cincinnati. 7 penalties on both the Chargers and Bengals, and 7 turnovers. The Bolts prevailed.
Herbert takes the handoff, sets his feet, takes a shot down to the left corner, has Jalen Guyton, and that ball is, there's a flag, there is a fight for it, and it is a touchdown! Jalen Guyton muscled that ball.
Good for him. Chargers over the Bengals, 41-22. That was a strange game. The Chargers led 24-0, then it was 24-22, and then the Chargers scored the last 17 points to run away with the game. Finally, surprisingly so, in the ugly category, but I found it to be a little boring and ho-hum, so found its way into ugly. But I guess I should never complain when the Dolphins get a win.
Second and goal from the 5. Tua rolling to his left. Throws it. Touchdown. Big hang on.
He got it.
Hollins bobbled it right at the corner, but I think he kept on to it. They'll take another look at it, but they call it a touchdown.
He bobbled it, and he kept those feet in. They're going to give him the touchdown. That's Mac Hollins.
That'd be
his fourth touchdown this year, Jimmy.
You know, I saw this play.
They didn't give him the touchdown. He caught the ball tapped his feet in and didn't give it to him.
I saw this play. It was very confusing. No one knew what the heck was going on.
Well, obviously, those guys didn't know. I had my hands raised. Touchdown, baby.
Touchdown, baby.
Dolphins over the Giants, 20-9. I know one thing, though. That play never happens without Jakob Johnson.
Jakob Johnson.
Whatever his name is. Who is it?
What a block by Jakob Johnson.
All right, I'm isolating it now. Nobody heard you, by the way.
Further,
your mic was
I'm
off.
I'm isolating this now so I can have it forever.
Right, what a block by Jakob Johnson!
Just something about that that makes me laugh. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the ugly for week number 13. No mention of the 49ers loss, by the way, Scraby. You owe me.
I was thinking you were going to put it in
It would have been too obvious to put Jimmy G at the head of the ugly category, so I left him out.
I thought you were going to put it in the good category because the Seahawks won.
No, it wasn't good. Tony picked the Seahawks in our pick'em game, and I told you at the time I wasn't happy about his selection because I had to root for the 49ers, and I did not enjoy that experience.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
How did we do last week, by the way?
You got everything right.
I got everything right?
Everything right, but I picked up ground. Because
you got the upset.
Lions as my upset pick.
How about that?
Which I had all the way.
Garbage.
Right, the last play of the game. So I picked up a couple of points. You're still comfortably ahead by, I believe, 10 heading into the final 5 weeks of the season. Our pick segment is on Thursday. Next is our daily Gambit segment. So the hits keep on rolling here on Gwen and Chris.
A lot going on in this break. Got a daily Gambit coming up. Scraby
Look at my headsets again. I mean, they're a complete disaster again.
How does this happen? It's amazing how often.
I honestly place them down softly after every break, and then I come back to them, and they're a mess.
It's like they just tangle themselves up every time. Scraby's being solicited with advice.
We got everybody writing in, hey, I've won this many championships in fantasy football. I've won that many.
Tweet from Joseph. At Matt Scraby, I'm here to help you next year in fantasy football after hearing how bad it's been for you.
Yeah.
I've won 6 championships in 9 years in 2 different leagues and on my way to winning another one. I'm sorry I didn't.
What do you mean you're on your way to winning another one? What are you guaranteeing that you're going to win this playoffs?
Let me help you. Hashtag.
This is his business card right here. He has to put the best impression forward, right?
So I'm on my way to winning another one.
He knows that he might have a sucker on the hook in Matt Scraby who was paying $12 a month.
Whatever you do, Joseph, make sure you charge him.
How many times are you going to bring that up? I've already said I don't do it
forever. It's kind of fitting now that you're being offered advice that. Sounds like he may be trying.
Joseph, I know you're listening, and I appreciate the offer, but I would like to lose on my own. Thank you.
He wants to now lose on his own. So,
and Joseph, just when you think you're good, I don't really want you to get tied up dealing with Scraby, because remember, when it comes to fantasy football, he is the cooler.
He will cool your whole.
He can cool your whole game off. Yeah.
All right.
I do not like that.
Before we get to traffic and the Daily Gambit, Lakers are in action tonight against the Boston Celtics. Obviously, that is a historic rivalry. And our boys at the TNT desk today, because the game is on TNT, specifically Sir Charles Barkley, he had some choice words for one Anthony Davis.
For the first month of the season, y'all blame everything on Russell Westbrook for the Lakers being putting all them old-ass geezers together. And y'all blame Westbrook. Now I hear y'all going to fire Frank Vogel. Listen, Russ is learning. Frank Vogel is a terrific coach. Putting all them old-ass geezers together and just trying to blame other people, it ain't right and it ain't cool. Listen, Anthony Davis, you got to play better. I said on this first night, if the Lakers were going to be any good, it was all going to be on you. Has nothing to do with Russell, had nothing to do with LeBron, and the rest of them old-ass geezers they put together out there. But now y'all done crossed the line, because I really like Frank Vogel. And listen, it ain't his fault, but listen, it's in my opinion, I blame Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, you know I like you as a person, but you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. You're 27 years old. You're supposed to be in your prime. You're supposed to be one of the 5 best players in the world up there with Giannis, Kevin Durant, and those guys. And you ain't holding up your end of the bargain. So now I hear y'all going fire the coach. That's total BS, man. No.
Wow. You know what's funny is I think Charles could go on there and say everything he just said, but insert my name for Anthony Davis, and I would still like it. Like, it's still, I enjoy listening to him, even if he was, like, ripping on me.
Listen, Charles is very harsh at times, but usually he's on point with what he's saying. And in this case, I don't think it's any different. Anthony Davis is the guy that's going to make this team
It's a great
go.
Point. It really truly
he's
is.
He's the youngest of the superstars that they have on there.
And he's not performing night in, night out, like a superstar.
Right.
Like, he's having his moments. But you look at, you know, and I'll use the Bulls because that's the team I watch the most. But DeRozan is bringing it every game, it seems like, right now. LaVine's bringing it every game. You look at Brooklyn, Durant shows up every night. Anthony Davis should be in those categories.
Right. If you look at Laker tradition, right, the older superstar is always handed it off to the younger superstar, and then they go, right? Where it was Kareem to Magic. And then there was a little bit of lull, but then you had Shaq. Shaq handed it off to Kobe. And I think that was the idea behind having LeBron and AD. LeBron obviously is moving into the twilight, and, I mean, he's still at a play at a high level, but you expected Anthony Davis to be able to shoulder some of the load. I think they brought Russell in to kind of help with that. But you're right. Anthony Davis has not played up to that expectation.
Right.
Doesn't
he's
mean
probably
he's a bad
gonna
player.
Make the all-star
yeah,
team.
Absolutely.
He's probably gonna get all of the things he normally gets, but he should be dominating more games.
No doubt. And I think if the Lakers are gonna move out of the 500 area, they're 12-12 going into tonight's game, he is going to have to play at an MVP type level, and we haven't seen that consistently. So they play at 7 o'clock tonight. against the Boston Celtics. Here's some traffic.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answer yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
The Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. And we made some bets before the weekend. Tony, we're not here on Friday, so you can just figure out how good
you want me
Chris
to go into my lockout corner.
No, you're okay. You're okay. We haven't talked about the lockout, so you haven't been in the lockout corner.
No, we don't need to put you in the lockout corner because, as I said at the time, we're not going to talk too much baseball anyway.
There is not much going on in baseball.
What should we talk about? The fact that they're still in a lockout? Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
Got the memo.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in for the Smart Investing Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan with Brett and Chase Wilsey. Call in for investing advice, and if you missed the show, listen to Smart Investing Podcast for the latest and greatest investing news and tips. Smart Investing, 8 a.m. Saturdays on 97.3 The Fan. First bet we made, Chris.
By the way, Barkley came on and said, you know, I was listening to that Gwen and Chris show, and if they want to get the kind of ratings they think they deserve, Elo's got to start bringing it. I mean, he's a veteran of that crew. He's been around a long time. You know, I would honestly listen to Barkley, I think, and go, gee, I got to work on my game. Yeah.
All right.
I don't think I'd be mad.
I'm going to have to contact Charles Barkley today.
That would be hilarious if you could get him to record something.
Yeah, that
like
would be
that.
Hilarious. He's probably a billion dollar cameo guy.
Real quick, off just random question. Is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Oh, gosh. That's not a random question. That is a fiery question. And I believe it is because it's set at Christmas time. What about you, Tony?
I agree.
Chris?
I think of it more as a Macaulay Culkin vehicle.
So it's not a Christmas movie. It's just a Macaulay Culkin movie.
Just so happens to take place around Christmas time.
All right, now that we're talking about this, the other question is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I'm tired of the Die Hard argument.
Me too.
They've made so many movies about just that subject. Like, gotten old to me.
All right. That's a very controversial topic, Tony.
I know it is.
All right, first bet we make, Chris. Utah State football team was in Carson taking on the Aztecs. Aztecs were favorites in this game by 6 points, but as we all know, the Aztecs lost, and they did not cover. 46-13, we both lose.
I would have lost had I gotten the Aztecs plus 32.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been enough.
Yeah, that's true. That's very sad to even think about.
Yeah.
And the next bet we made was a Big Ten championship between tight end University Iowa taking on Michigan. And Michigan was the 11-point favorite in this game. And Michigan took care of business easily, 42-3. Both of us pick Iowa.
Oh, good tight for end us. U. Well, so. I was swayed by that tight end U thing.
I know. I was thinking, man, their tight ends are going to be great.
I was swayed by that tight end thing.
SEC championship, Georgia and Alabama. Georgia
God,
favorites in
this
game,
too.
6.5 points. Georgia loses, 41-24, does not cover. Both of us pick Georgia.
And both 0-3 and both counts. How about the pros?
The AAC championship.
Oh, we have another one?
Yes. Houston.
Somebody's going to get a win here.
Cincinnati favorites in this game, minus 10.5. Cincinnati wins and covers 35-20. Chris chose Houston. I chose the Bearcats.
So I'm 0-4.
Now.
All right, can we get to turn the page, please?
49ers and Seahawks. 49ers were favorites in this game. Don't know how. Don't know why. But the 49ers lost, and they did not cover. Both of us chose the 49ers.
0-5.
Now, for a
this is possible, getting really impressive.
Yes, it is. For a possible 5-star bet, this is BetQL saying that you should choose the over on 40 points total for the Miami and New York Giants game. This was a 5-star bet. Miami wins 20-9 for a total of 29. We both chose under, but the 5-star bet didn't work.
Loses.
You died.
Loses. Yeah, well, it was interesting. We both went against the 5-star selection.
We did.
Because I just didn't see how there'd be 40 points with those two teams.
Yeah,
so
Mike Glennon actually
turned out to be correct.
And then we made a bet on the spread in this game. Dolphins were favorites by 4.5 points. and they won 20-9, so they win in cover. Both of us chose the Dolphins.
Yay, a couple of victories.
Steelers win 20-19 over the Ravens. The Ravens were favorites in this game. Even though they were on the road, they were favorites by 4.5 points. Both of us chose the Steelers. Both of us win, so we're recovering.
Hey, well, here we go.
Now, this was a money line bet, a 5-star money line bet between the Patriots and the Bills last night. BetQL said 5 stars on the Bills. We all know that the Patriots won 14-10. I win. 5-star bet loses. Chris chose the Bills. I chose the Patriots. We don't get the cool sound today.
0-for-2 for the 5-star selection.
Yeah, we don't get the cool sound today. All right, it's kind of a slow sports night. A lot of the games have already started, so we're going to make a couple bets on this Celtics-Lakers game. Lakers are favorites in the game tonight by 4 points. Chris, who are you taking?
You know, Tony Price wants me to take the Celtics here, only because I've been really backing the Lakers quite a bit this year, and I've obviously been disappointed because they have not been coming through. I just feel like they're going to get it together here. Everybody's playing. They're at home. Charles just revved up Anthony Davis. But just for Tony, I'll take the Celtics plus the points and see if Tony can get a win.
Tony?
I'm going to take the Lakers.
Shocker.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised by that. You made it sound like you were actually thinking about
it.
You can't be the contrarian because there's one on each side.
I know. Lakers have not been good at home this year. Is that correct, Tony?
They haven't been good anywhere. Correct. They've been mediocre.
They've been 500 everywhere.
I'm going to take that mediocre Lakers team. No, I'm taking the Celtics.
Of course you are. You always pick against the Lakers, and you always pick for the Warriors.
Well, this is the Celtics.
I know, but you're picking against the Lakers.
Russell Westbrook, we're going to do a prop bet on him. This is a 5-star bet. They're saying, BetQL is saying, bet the over on a points, rebounds, and assists for Russell Westbrook. It's 33.5. So, Tony, do you think over, under 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists for Russell Westbrook?
I'm going to take the over on that.
All right, so you're going to go with the 5-star bet. I am also going to go with the 5-star bet. Chris?
5-star bet, 0-for-2 on the weekend, bouncing back tonight. I'll take the over.
Take the over,
for Westbrook. 33.5?
33.5 points, rebounds, assists.
Okay.
And the last bet we have, at a very random game time, the NHL. The Sharkies are at home, and the Flames are visiting them.
What is random?
7:38 p.m.
7:38.
Isn't that random?
I don't know. Baseball games all started like 4:07 now.
I was about
now.
To say, this is a kid that grew up waiting for games to start at 7:05. And
yeah,
see, I can even get wrap my head around 7:05, but 7:38.
How about 6:40?
I can do that too. It's a round number.
So it's just a round of the number.
But they're just giving themselves 10 minutes for the pregame. The Sharkies only need 8.
Yeah, they're ready to roll.
All right. Well, the Sharkies are. This is the money line bet in this one. The Flames are the favorites, -135. Sharks. +115. I'll go first. I'm going to take my Sharkies.
Of course you are.
Yes. Chris?
Any BetQL?
No. I think this was like a 2-star bet or something.
Flames are pretty good, I believe. I haven't looked at my standings today, but I'll take the Flames.
All right. Tony?
You know I'm following my man Chris on this. I'm going with the Flames as well.
Oh, dang. The Flames are 15-5-5.
Yeah, they're having a good season.
Flames and the Flames. And that is it for the Daily Gambit for today.
You know what's cool about the Flames? What I like about the Flames?
What?
Since we're uniform guys?
Yeah.
You know, every hockey team, the captain gets a C on their jersey.
What do they do on their C? Because they got a big
their
C in the middle.
Well, they use that C for the C.
The same C.
But there's also, and here's what I like, is there's an alternate captain for each team. Will you wear that?
No,
so there's two
wasn't.
Guys. If the captain is not on the ice or is, you know, injured or something, the alternate captain can step in, and there's two usually alternate captains, so they get an A. Well, the A they use for that is from the old Atlanta Flames logo, which is where they were before Calgary. So I think it's pretty, you know, inventive instead of just the old normal.
They're the only ones that have.
They're
that
the only ones
flame
that can do something
luxury,
like
right.
that. So, yeah, that have that luxury, but like they're smart enough to do it.
I like the creativity by Calgary. All right, let's get to break. The happy hour is on the way. We're going to dive into the NBA sent a memo out to its players, and it looks like they have some issues in terms of getting in to Toronto and then back into the United States if you are unvaxxed. But before that, we got a pop quiz on the way. Gwen and Chris.
Do we have to?
Of course we do. 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.